they're ready. Are you praying, Joe?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's like, dear God, don't let us screw up.
We're in Madison.
Right.
Dear God, just stay out of our way.
So, in 5, 4.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm Joe Otterson.
This is Rewind, Wisconsin Eye's review of the week in the Capitol. Wisconsin's rebounding economy. What happened, Mom?
There we go. There, it's working. Try it again.
Okay.
All right, 5, 4.
I love it when she counts us down. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm Joe Otterson.
This is Rewind, Wisconsin Eye's review of the week in the Capitol. Wisconsin's rebounding economy will generate an additional $912 million by July 1, 2015. The legislature's budget office reported, and every elected official in the Capitol has a pet project plan to spend that money. Republican Governor Scott Walker, for example, says he will introduce new cuts in property and income taxes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the higher surplus should replace property taxes now levied by the technical colleges. Democratic leaders Peter Barkin and Chris Larson have other ideas, paying for job training programs, for new help for middle-class families, or aid to public schools. And if you're curious, how much is $912 million? Well, raising the 5% state sales tax to 6% would raise almost that much money.
Republican Representative Joel Clayfish decided to kill his controversial child support bill prior to its scheduled public hearing before the Assembly Committee on Family Law. AB 540 would have altered the way in which judges calculate child support payments in divorce cases. It would have prohibited a judge from considering any income over $150,000 in a child support calculation. Clayfish came under fire after a reporter's open records request revealed the bill was written at the request of Michael Isinga, a wealthy GOP campaign donor who was seeking to reduce the monthly child support payments he currently makes to his ex-wife and 3 children. Clayfish called a conservative Milwaukee talk show host to publicly apologize for his actions.
Democratic Senator Kathleen Vineout of Alma said the painful process of recovering from an arm shattered in a December wintry pileup means she can't run for governor this year. Vineout was traveling the state asking local Dems whether she could wage a grassroots and populist campaign for governor when she was injured. The Alma Democrat did not say whether she will seek another 4-year term in the Senate. Vineout's decision means the Democratic candidate against Republican Scott Walker on November 4 will be Mary Burke, a former State Commerce Department secretary and a member of the Madison School Board.
In a State of Education interview, Representative Rob Swearingen, a Republican from Rhinelander, and Representative Fred Clark, a Democrat from Baraboo, talked about what they found on the road as leaders of the Speaker's Task Force on Rural Schools. Following a series of public hearings across the state, the lawmakers outlined the biggest issues facing schools in the more sparsely populated areas of Wisconsin, including rising transportation costs, a lack of reliable access to broadband internet, and veteran teachers who leave for higher salaries. Swearingen and Clark agreed on this. The most compelling story they heard was the Anago School District's one school librarian who must serve 9 districts. Screwed that up. Sorry. My fault, guys. My bad. Ashamed of myself.
No, that's okay. Do you need to rework that? Or are you comfortable?
No,
it's with,
yeah.
Okay.
Just, that was,
you comfortable
yeah.
with the syntax?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Just misread it. Got ahead of myself.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm Joe Otterson.
This is Rewind, Wisconsin Eye's review of the week in the Capitol. Wisconsin's rebounding economy will generate an additional $912 million by July 1 of 2015, the legislature's budget office reported, and every elected official in that capital has a pet project plan to spend it. Republican Governor Scott Walker, for example, says he will introduce new cuts in property and income taxes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the higher surplus should replace property taxes now being levied by the technical colleges, and Democratic leaders Peter Barca and Chris Larson have other ideas, like paying for job training programs, for new help for middle-class families, or aiding public schools. And how much is $912 million? Well, raising the 5% state sales tax to 6% would raise almost that much money.
Republican Representative Joel Clayfish decided to kill his controversial child support bill prior to its scheduled public hearing before the Assembly Committee on Family Law. AB 540 would have altered the way in which judges calculate child support payments in divorce cases. It would have prohibited a judge from considering any income over $150,000 in a child support calculation. Clayfish came under fire after a reporter's open records request revealed the bill was written at the request of Michael Eisinger, a wealthy GOP campaign donor who was seeking to reduce the monthly child support payments he currently makes to his ex-wife and three children. Clayfish called a conservative Milwaukee talk show host to publicly apologize for his actions.
Democratic Senator Kathleen Vineout of Alma said the painful process of recovering from an arm shattered in a December wintry pileup means she can't run for governor this year. Vineout was traveling the state asking local Dems whether she could wage a grassroots and populist campaign for governor when she was injured. The Alma Democrat did not say whether she will seek another four-year term in the Senate. Vineout's decision means the Democratic candidate against Republican Scott Walker on November 4 will be Mary Burke, a former State Commerce Department secretary and a member of the Madison School Board.
In a State of Education interview, Representative Rob Swearingen, a Republican from Rhinelander, and Representative Fred Clark, a Democrat from Baraboo, talked about what they found on the road as leaders of the Speaker's Task Force on Rural Schools. Following a series of public hearings across the state, the lawmakers outlined the biggest issues facing schools in the more sparsely populated areas of Wisconsin, including rising transportation costs, a lack of reliable access to broadband internet, and veteran teachers who leave for higher salaries. Swearingen and Clark did agree on this. The most compelling story they heard was the Antigo School District's one school librarian who must serve nine different schools in that district.
Republican lawmakers held a news conference this week to announce new measures to combat gun violence in Milwaukee. Speaker Robin Voss said the legislature is earmarking $175,000 to continue Milwaukee's Shot Spotter program. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said one of the biggest problems in fighting gun violence is that many residents do not report gun incidents for fear of reprisal from criminals. The ShotSpotter program uses computer sensors to detect gunfire on Milwaukee streets. Currently, the program covers 3 square miles. With increased funding, Chief Flynn hopes to increase that range to 10 square miles.
Next week, Governor Scott Walker will give his annual State of the State address on Wednesday, January 22nd at 6:30 p.m. The speech is seen as the unofficial beginning of the governor's bid for a second term in office. Wisconsin I will carry the speech live, along with live pre- and post-speech analysis with senior producer Steve Walters, Marquette Law Professor Charles Franklin, and former legislators. Wisconsin I will also cover post-speech news conferences, as well as responses from legislative leaders.
And if you're one of the 500,000 visitors to Wisconsin's Capitol each year, good news. The first floor doors at the top of the ornate staircases were reopened last week. They have been locked for more than 12 years since 9/11 terrorist attacks. Those doors are at the Capitol entrances at Wisconsin Avenue, Martin Luther King Drive, and East and West Washington Avenues. I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm Joe Otterson.
That's Rewind for January 17, 2014.